Today is bigger than Christmas, it's bigger than Easter. It's the Feast of St. Dominic, my patron. And it's, you know, in cultures that are more Catholic, more Catholic countries, they have a special appreciation for the day. They all even say it's kind of like a second birthday. You know, in Italian, they have a word for it, onomastico, which just means name's day, but they say, oh, buona onomastico, grazie. So they have like an observance of when your feast is celebrated, that saint that you have. So first rule is if you have a saint, make sure you know what date it is, and then you know, observe that as a little special day. My mom would always let me eat a donut on my August 8th. But if you don't have a saint, pick your confirmation name. But the biggest key is you got to let everyone know about it, because if no one knows about it, then they're not going to celebrate with you. So you have to let everyone know about it. What's your feast day? But what's so great about St. Dominic? Well, St. Dominic started one of the greatest religious orders of all time. He gave us some of the greatest saints, Dominican saints, Thomas Aquinas, Catherine of Siena, St. Pius V, and it really changed and reached a whole new segment of society. People that lived in cities, went to universities. St. Dominic realized that we needed to go get them. The monastic life kind of was, you pulled out of town to go to the monastery out in the middle of nowhere. Well, St. Dominic and St. Francis, who was his contemporary, realized, well, these people living in cities, we need to reach them too. And so the friars went to the cities to bring them the gospel as well. But one of the things I think today we can learn from St. Dominic was the beginning kind of his ministry. So he was a priest, and he was traveling with a bishop to go find a bride for the king of Spain. St. Dominic's from Spain. And they went to Denmark, kind of weird medieval stuff, arranged marriages and everything. But they were doing this diplomatic mission. And the diplomatic mission went fine, but on the way, St. Dominic passes through southern France, and he sees this whole segment of the population which believes in heresy, that doesn't believe the truth about Christ. He sees this, even though that this wasn't his original mission. His mission wasn't to go evangelize, bring the gospel to these people that lived in southern France who believed wrong things. His mission was to do this diplomatic mission. But because his mind was always on what is the best for Christ, what is the best for his people, he saw the need and he saw, this is where God is calling me to serve him. And it's an important lesson for our lives. We can get so fixated on what we do, what we think we're supposed to do, kind of what our job is, what our day is going to be like. We have to really have an additional eye, the eye of faith, that looks around and sees, oh, this is where God is calling me to help in this situation. It's not what I thought at the beginning of the day. It's not what I expected. You should always have that extra eye, that looking out for, where can I bring Jesus today? Where can I spread the gospel? And because St. Dominic did that, he brought it to a whole new segment of society that was really messed up because they were believing all sorts of weird stuff. And so he brought the gospel. So it's the same thing for us, to go through our day not just so fixated on what we think is important, but to always have that kind of extra eye to see, what is God calling me to? How can I bring the gospel? And in that way, like St. Dominic, we can bring the light of Christ to the world.